In the dream time, Mirial, who is the creator, created the first man and first woman from the dust, Tunku and Yadi. And he gave them both a stick and a stone to make things with and to create the landscape. And so with the stick and the stone, Tunku went off and he made implements and tools to use to survive. Spears, axes and digging sticks. And Nyadi, with her stick, she made a digging stick. And then she went around and she started carving out the landscape. Part of her job was to also name the birds and the animals and find out the uses for the different plants. While she went off in one direction doing her thing, Tunku was doing his thing and making stuff, and halfway through the day he got really cranky because he had so much work to do. Then he looked up at Mirial with his spear in his hand and he was shaking his spear and he goes, "Why did you give us so much work to do with just a stick and a stone?" And he got his spear and he chucked it up in the sky at Mirial. Mirial grabbed that spear and he bent it over his leg and he sent it back down to earth. And he said, "Now as punishment," he said, "you'll come back up into the sky and live with me." And he turned Tunku into the moon. Now all of this had happened. Nyadi was oblivious because she was just off doing her thing. As it started getting dark, she came back and was looking for her husband and couldn't find him anywhere. And so she started singing out his name, "Tunku! Tunku!" Couldn't find him anywhere. And when she looked out past Barangooba, Najanuga, she seen coming up from the landscape this great big round moon. And in the moon was the face of Tunku. And so she started following the moon, trying to grab him down, her husband, and pull him back down to earth. But he kept rising higher and higher into the sky. And so she climbed Gulaga Mountain to get closer and closer to her husband. And she just got to the top, almost within reach of him, but he just kept rising higher into the sky. She couldn't grab her husband back down to earth. And so she just laid down on top of Gulaga Mountain. And she cried and she cried and she cried. And that's the creation story.